Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding an Orlo Daf Chof Dalet in the Oizva Hodor edition. Perek Sheni, Halacha Gimel, beginning of the Gemara. We're starting Daf Chof Dalet and we're Daf on top. We learn in the Mishnah that something which is Mechametz, which means that it sours, causes a chimutz. So according to Beit Shammai, it also causes tumah. Even though this item that causes a chimutz is sayer, the east, is not a big kabetzo. Usually, to spread tumor, you need to be kabetza. But if it's something which is mechametz, Beit Shammai holds that it doesn't have to be kabetza. So says the Gemara, what's the pshat? What's the reasoning of Beit Shammai? Rabbi Yosi b'shem Rav Chilafai, Rabbi Yoina b'shem Shem Lokish, ketapuach oisim oisoi Beit Shammai. Beit Shammai are making it like something which inflated. So even though the actual seor that went to the iso was very small, but because it affected the whole iso, because it affected the whole dough by causing chimutz, so then it is considered to be that's more than its size. It's a reach the size of kabetza. So the Gemara Tanina we learned over there. Meit seva poislim oislo b'shloish eslugim v'en poislim oislo b'shinu mari. Which means, we know that if you have water that goes into a mikvah which is not a full mikvah, it's less than 40 seo, if the water is 3 lug, it's poisel the mikvah. If you have other mashkim, other liquids that go into the mikvah, it's poisel b'shinu mari with a different coloring. If it changes the color of the mikvah, that's what makes it poisel. If you have meit seva, which means you have colored water, how do you treat it? Like water or not? So Tanakama says it's poisel b'shloish lugim like water, and it is not poisel b'shinu mari. So if it's less than 3 lugim, but the water of the mikvah changed, it does not affect the mikvah. That's Tanakama. We have here a Rameir that is not brought down in our Gisa, Reb Chaim adds it to our Gisa. Rameir Aimer kol poisel b'gimel lugim, poisel b'shinu mari. Rameir says if it's poisel b'gimel lugim, it will poisel b'shinu mari as well. So you can't ignore the fact that it changed the color of the mikvah, even though you treat it as water. Says the Gemara, Abba, Breit, Rav Nachman, Devar Meir, Mishum, Sheivun, Ikeres. What's the reason of Meir? Because it's very clear which water went to the mikvah. If you see the coloring, even though it's water, but you see the color, you see that it's here. So because it's Sheivun, Ikeres, because you see the Maim, Sheuvin, the water which was drawn, it's clear in the mikvah, therefore it's poisonous. Whatever it's clear, you can't ignore. Rav Chuna, B'Shem, Rav Abba, Asur, Devar Meir, Ke B'Chaman, Chur, Meir, goes like a B'Chaman in our Mishnah. Says, because you have here the souring of the dough, you can't ignore, you can't say it's not here, because you see it, the whole Esau became fermented. You have here the effect of the chimutz. So Rameir holds that when you see the water, you see the coloring, you can't ignore it. Says the Gemara, no, it's not exactly the same thing. Beit Shammai are talking about here something which is oyser. You have truma that falls into chulin. Because it's mechametz, it's oyser the whole iser. It's oyser the whole dough. So mainly also you consider it to be metame, even though it's less like a beitza, it did cause iser, so it causes truma as well. But yesh boy truma vein boy iser ma. But if he has only truma, no iser, maybe not. So it's not exactly like Rameir that says just the fact that you see that it cause and effect, that will already be a problem in the mikvah. It's not exactly the same thing. It says the Gemara like this, chimutz mimenu lemokam acher, meaning, he took from this dough, from this east, and put it in another dough, and we go based on the proportion, how much did he take, how much did he put, but nasa ze osu vezo, so they become, both become osu, and proportionally, each one has enough of chimutz of isur, so then it's, the both doughs becomes osu. He added on the first one, and he's mevatel, that east that was there. And now, you don't have any more iser, because the iser is batel. Meaning the first dough, where everything started from, can be mutter. And the second dough, just came out from the first dough, will be asur, because right now, that's now batel. So even though it's tough, even though it's only secondary, it's still asur. Continues the Gemara, Seiro shetrumo shenoval toch ha'isov. You have the east of Truma falling into a dough. Ve'igbir, and he picked it up. What do you mean he picked it up? He picked it up before it became chametz, before it soured. Ve'achakar nechametzo, after he picked up what fell in, then it became chametz. Now, meaning, he did not pick up the yeast, because he can't find the yeast. The yeast is in the dough, you don't know where it is. He picked up something like you do with a medumo. Whenever you have a medumo, you have trumo that fell into chulin, let's say it fell into 100 chulin, It's bottle, but you have to take one out. So he fell into it. It didn't do yet any effect. He took one out. So right now, everything became mutter. But then a little bit later, the whole dough became sour. So clearly, the yeast that was there is still there, and it's affecting the dough. Says the Gemara, I raise the mutter. It's still mutter. Because the bitul happened before the chimutz happened. Says the Gemara, with kavoso tehino shel trumo shenoflo tochmeo. So if I have a fig of trumo that falls into 100 figs, one of them was picked up. And later you suddenly realize, oh, this is the fig that fell. I have a sign. I know this is the fig that's fell. You want to tell me that's mutter? Of course not. I know for sure this is the true one. It's not batel. So what's the difference? Here, you picked up one. But then you figured out that the yeast is still here because the dough became sour. Says the one, there's a big difference. The Gisa of Chaim uses is Tamon Loi Hukare Isur, from Ocho Hukare Isur. And the meaning is, by a fig, I know the Isur, I can see it right away. By Seor, even though you know the Isur is here, but I still don't recognize it. It's still bottle. I just know that it's still causing effect to the dough. So therefore, there, because it was bottle before the yeast made any effect, now that it makes an effect, it doesn't make a difference. But the fig that you're makir, you know exactly where it is, that is still Isur. The Gemara continues quoting the Mishnah. It says, "Grisim shnis batluim hadashim." You have groats that were cooked with the lentil. Rabbi Baye v'lamo l'tanin on grisim shnis batluim oiris. Why the example of the Mishnah is groats that are cooked with the lentil, and now they're cooked with rice? Why don't I use rice? Elamastis kebandoma. You see, if the Mishnah holds, noisentam levgam mutter, because groats that are cooked with rice, they ruin the rice. So therefore, it's not considered to be a problem of Isur. It's nois and tam levgam. It's giving a taste, a bad taste. Whenever you give a bad taste, it's mutter. Nois and tam levgam, giving a taste which causes the food to be bad, it's mutter. Says more, if you come on doma, nois and tam levgam mutter, if you even want to say the nois and tam levgam mutter, moi du ochashosa, you will agree that here it's Isur, because here, it's not nois and tam levgam. When you are Mishnah, it speaks about grisim and adashim with lentil. It's written down not levgam le shvach. It becomes better the taste, and everybody will agree here that it's also. Continues the one says the following: grisim shel trumo. You have groats of trumo. Shenoflu im adashim, or the girsa of Chaim she is bashli im adashim. They were cooked with the lentil shel chulin. V'yesh bem noisetam, and it does. There's a taste. So it becomes also. Now you added more lentils. Says Reb Chaim, obviously you added not b'mezid, b'shoyking, by mistake. More lentils were added to this mixture. So now I have much more lentils than originally I had. It becomes mutter. Why? Because now it's not nois and tam anymore. It's not giving taste. It's too much lentils of a year, and the greasy do not affect it. At kama yarbe, how much does he have to add? Meaning, when you have to add more lentils, do you have to add lentils that will cancel only the grisim, only the groats? Or you also have to cancel now the original lentils, because these lentils became asr. Do you say once the groats got mixed with a little bit of lentil, they made the lentil also trumo, and now that when I'm about them, I have to cancel them as well? Or no, you're saying I'm just going to cancel the original asr. This concept is called in Shas, chaticho naso nevelo. Does a piece that became usur become itself an avela, become itself usur? Or it's still a mixture? You still look at it as a mixture. Chaticha nasa avela, or the Rosh Hashanah was chanan. Chanan is the initials of chaticha nasa avela. So the shayla here is, this is the same shayla, more brings a machlek. It says the Gemara. Taflukto de Rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi. Machlek is Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yisi. Aldai said the Rabbi do my achi yarbu al kulin. Rabbi Shita is that the chaticha nasa nevela, which means the original lentils become usur once they touch the groats, but once they touch the trumo, they themselves become trumo. So now the new lentils have to cancel them as well. With daf chofei amud alaf on top, al tait Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi do amar ad sheyarbu al hanoflim. Rabbi Shmuel bar Yosi argues, says we don't say chanan, we don't say chaticha nasa nevela. We don't say that the original lentils became usur, there's still a mixture. So once I add more lentils, the lentils join together to cancel the growth, to cancel the truma. With this we conclude, Yerushalmi Arlo, Daf Chof Daled.